All right, this is Sunday morning, 1:24:21. This is just FYI. I'm just going to read you some things that I came across this week. The first one is, the U.S. Corporation was dissolved by POTUS. I saw the document myself 3 months ago in London. As reported by Santa Surfing, the bankruptcy was filed on 5/4/2020, and our independence from the corporation was declared on July the 4th, 2020. And that's also been confirmed by Gene Decode. Joe Shambo Biden is the president of nothing. Donald Trump is still being driven around in the presidential limo. Shambo is pretending to sign EOs from the West Wing movie set in California. They have a setup of the Oval Office. Up close shots show he is signing blank sheets of paper. Shambo's EOs are not posted on the Federal Registry. You see, all of Donald Trump's is still doing EOs, executive orders, and they go right to the registry, but Joe Biden's aren't on there. President Trump, okay, is still signing, okay. Usual procedure is to have press and filming of the signing of EOs. Shambo's not even holding it up to show that he's, you know, the president, he would sign it. He'd have people all around him. He'd show it like this. He'd like, you know, make sure everybody saw his signature and the executive order. He's not doing that. Marjorie Greene, the new congressman, she filed impeachment proceedings against Shambo and Harris on Monday. It's last Monday. Washington, D.C. is actually built over a swamp. Did you know that? D.C., the District of Columbia, is considered foreign soil. Now that the corporation is dissolved, it is fenced off, considered hostile territory. This is why POTUS will not return there. Also, why he never took a cent of that dirty money coming from the corporation. You take their money, they own you. All congressmen, senators, government officials are invalid. The corporation is a dead entity. The Signal platform is run by the Signal. That's that new platform. The Signal platform is run by the CIA, so be careful. And there's a lot of disinformation on Telegram as well, so they're warning people. Robert David Steele says, we could have some clarity by Sunday. We'll just have to wait and see. That's today. But I've got some more info that kind of brings that up. This is just kind of as the week went along, I was writing these down. There is purposeful disinformation given, even to truthers. They give it with the right heart, but sometimes it's disinfo. It's necessary to throw off the black hats. Because, you know, if you're hearing stuff on a social media platform, don't you think they're not hearing it too? Per Simon Parks, Shambo cannot sign an EO to counter or cancel out POTUS's EOs without military approval. They are in charge under General Hyten, H-Y-T-E-N, Hyten. Some are saying that POTUS sworn in by May. Some say March 4th. Others say he's already been sworn in a secret ceremony under the Republic. I heard that way back, and I've heard it several times this week. The military is in control of the wall, so that hype of Shambo flooding the illegals is highly unlikely. Simon Parks, they will vote to impeach POTUS, but will have no standing in the law. In other words, he says they will impeach him. They'll go ahead and vote against him, but they will have no standing in the law. Simon Parks, if he was simply going into retirement, they would not have proceeded ahead with the impeachment. I did see where the president got him an attorney for this trial. World leaders will not want to have anything to do with Shambo. They know that they will have to deal with Trump later on if they do. He's Rambo. Shambo has already made Canada mad with the Keystone Pipeline. I forgot how many jobs that eliminated. Bunches, 10 million or something like that. It was something. I mean, he'll be in a few days and they'll just rip those up and throw them away. My personal opinion, he is just what my name for him implies. This is all propaganda and all for show. We see POTUS Bank shut down his accounts in Florida. Wrote him a check for $5 million. Others are alienating him concerning business, etc. They will regret it. Boy, will they regret it. Well, the banks are coming down anyway with Nasera. Who needs them? Three states so far are now ready to decertify Shambo. Gene Decode. Gene Decode believes, with all the high tech we have, Space Force, that the info about them standing down was probably false info. Some National Guard are saying there was no ceremony there in D.C. I saw someone that was filming said there was 100 people. Pictures seem to confirm this, that it was pre-recorded earlier. Charlie Ward received a video of the inauguration 10 hours before it was scheduled. So it was, you know, played out somewhere else. In fact, the guy that was supposed to be Justice Roberts was not Justice Roberts. It was somebody else. Everybody was somebody else. Gene Decode says he believes that the necessary arrests have already been made. GOP must be very careful of what they are doing because POTUS is hinting at a third party, and very likely the other parties are done if this comes together. In other words, he's going to pull everybody into that third party, which is going to be Democrats, Republicans, Libertarian, Green Party, all united. In fact, that's Kim Clement, one of his prophecies. I think everyone is done with the D's and the R's. They are both from the most part deep state and traitors to our country, unfortunately. Trump received 80% of the vote with all 50 states minus one. I think that was New York. Just as the Lord said to me, I've heard. You know what? Donald Trump rebuilt New York. Uh-huh. It was a, you know what, hole. And he used to be revered on the streets of New York until he ran for president, and they turned his back on him. Just as the Lord said to me, I've heard over and over that they had to do the crime so now they can legally be arrested and do the time. Gene Decode, the original Bible has 777 books. The military is currently at DEFCON 2, which is just a step down of the highest. The military's advanced weaponry that the deep state does not have. The cabal is in a very vulnerable state, and they don't know how to deal with this because they are used to having all the power and their resources are gone. They no longer have all the resources they're used to having. Okay. I'm just going to read you some memes here. This is a cue. In fact, this is what I read Wednesday night, but I'm going to read it again because I heard X-22 read this very same thing later that evening, and when I read it, I finally got it. I saw it. Like many of you, I'm shocked by today's, and then, realized why it had to happen, and that Q told us it would happen, and why this needed to happen. In other words, he was shocked by, I guess, the fake inauguration. Q did tell us that a scare event would be needed. Well, are you scared yet? Q Post 4821 and 4822 from October 7th, 2020 told us about Biden being sworn in and with the countries he took bribes from then being in control of the government. Important point I will be coming back to. Biden had to take a private jet to Washington, D.C. and was not sent a government plane. This was the first time in history this has happened. Again, I will get back to it. I have to interject something here. I saw a video and it shows Biden at that TV set. Well, you can see the windows are open, so there's a parking lot out there. It's not the White House, you know it's not. But he's there at the desk, and you see Donald Trump walk by. I'm thinking, he's the troller, you know, he's the ultimate troller. Well, I think it was Simon Parks, he said, POTUS isn't in Florida, he's in D.C. He can't not be involved. He can't not be in the middle of everything that's going on. I thought that was so funny. Many of us assumed when Trump and those in the administration were referring to the next administration, it meant the military. We expected him to step down to remain neutral, as Q said, while all this went down. Trump did say that the next administration would take over at noon today. Like many, I thought this was over when Biden was sworn in, as he now became the CIC boy, which I don't know what that is. Okay, right. That throws me every time I read it. Boy, was I wrong. Because of the fraud, as pointed out, the military has a proof of it, then they have a duty under military code to remove the false government and restore a new legal civilian government under military code 11.3, which triggered when Biden was sworn in today, Q26, when 11.3 verifies his first marker. There was a fear in the McCarthy era that the communists could take over our government, so provisions were put in place for the military to protect us should that happen. These provisions allow the military to take control while they remove the belligerent government and restore a legal civilian government, with the military running the elections to do that. Literally, the military was put in place as the last line of defense of the Constitution should an illegal government be installed. This is why they didn't send a government plane for the president-elect, because they know he is not a legitimate president. Once he was sworn in, the government became illegitimate or belligerent, and the military is now responsible for restoring the legitimate civilian government. Otherwise, foreign powers will gain control. Q said the end wouldn't be for everybody. We have been told by Trump, Flynn and others, that America would soon get a lesson in the Constitution. Well, folks, effective at noon today, when Biden illegally swore in with assistance of foreign nations, he just made the government illegitimate, effectively put the military in control. So while, like many, I thought it was over with when Biden was sworn in today, I realized Q told us it needed to happen for the military to assume control without it being a military coup. Q said it all had to be done by the book. And then this Q post, this is Q 521, January 13th, 2018. We're fighting for life. We're fighting for good. We are at war. Not everything will be clean, scare necessary event. Do you trust the U.S. military? Do you trust the chain of command? Have faith. We are in control. Patriots, Patriots Day, have faith. You were chosen for a reason. You're being provided the highest level of intel to ever be dropped publicly in the history of the world. Use it. Protect and comfort those around you. Where we go one, we go all. Okay. This is called I Got the Plan. I know the way this is going to work out, so hang with me for a minute. We're in the 10 days of darkness. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. They say that the Biden will have about that space. That's what the darkness is him and his freak show. This is about POTUS going dark to separate himself from the U.S. corporation and put himself under the American Republic. Well, I don't agree with that. I agree with the other. Washington, D.C. is a foreign land owned by the Vatican and registered to London. It is not America. It's invaders who took over our country and established their control center on our land. POTUS took our land back with the arrest of the Vatican and their crimes against humanity, children, and child sacrificing. A border was set up around D.C. to establish a different country's boundaries. POTUS locked up the castle and closed down the American government. It will never return in this area. It's a treason territory. The U.S. corporation was filed for dead March of 2020. The Republic was established on July 4, 2020. Foreign agents stole an American Republic election. POTUS signed an executive order in May of 2020. If this should happen, all foreign entities would lose their assets, and this will be taken over by the military. China, the CCP, Cuba, the Vatican, Italy, Venezuela, and they cut off the rest of them. Those are some of the countries that are involved. That's why those governments all fell last week or so. All right, here's another one. The White Hats, Trump and team are 100% in control. Biden is just their puppet. The White Hats staged the fake inaugural. Why? Well, more people need to wake up. As of now, the puppet Biden will be seen to make blunder after blunder. The news will gradually start reporting this, and then the White Hats will release the real dirt on him, his crimes against humanity. The media will gradually start reporting the truth, but it will be in small increments, so it's seamless and will not startle the masses. There will be a very gentle transition to authentic media reporting. In time, all the media will become dominated by the White Hats, and it will become very clear and apparent given time. I've been noticing I get one. It's a, it's just a political update, and they're more pro-Trump than they are Biden. I've been noticing a lot of more favorable towards Trump things, even coming out of the blame stream. So that's what this is talking about. Puppet Biden will be publicly arrested, and soon after his crimes are brought to the light and a public prosecution will follow. And of course, at the perfect divinely guided moment President Trump will finally be inaugurated. God has, of course, already won. This is just a show to make to wake the rest of the population up so we can transition all together into Nasera Gisera, Trumpsara, also known as the Golden Age. When I saw Mel Kay, her name is Golden Goddess. That's her name anyway, not her real name. Yesterday when I saw Mel Kay, she said they were the two girls that were talking. Said, I've about come to the conclusion that all this censorship is the white hats. I agree. I don't think it's the bad people at all. I think it's all the white hats doing all the censoring. Because this is a scare event. This is to wake people up. Why would the black hats do it? It just exposes them more. Mm-hmm. All right, clues. This is by U.S. Comms. Joe Biden's executive orders are not appearing in the Federal Registry of Documents for the U.S. government. Congress is gone until February, no work scheduled for the next week. Rumors of the Insurrection Act started on January the 21st. All right, I don't know who this is. It says, riddle me this. How is a former president issuing executive orders and proclamations after he leaves office? How is a current president claiming to write executive orders but none show up in the federal registry.gov? How is it that every single EO that Trump signed is still on the books, even the ones Biden has claimed to revoke? Just something to ponder. Why did the Biden-Harris take the link to the executive orders off the website? Why does the briefing podium say White House, Washington instead of the official seal? And on that note, the official seal doesn't normally read Office of the President of the United States. It reads Seal of the President of the United States. It's because it's all fake. It's a movie set. Why are Biden and Harris simply issuing executive actions instead of executive orders? Executive actions are simply suggestions of things the president would like to see become law. I noticed Biden and Harris clearly named their executive actions with the words executive order in front of the full title of the executive action. I wondered how many leftists will believe he has issued real EOs. The Federal Registry clearly shows as of right now, Biden has issued zero EOs and Trump issued six or seven EOs and proclamations today and six or seven more for tomorrow. I'd say, in other words, it cut off. I'd say Trump is still your president and God is good. Yeah, I think so too. This is Ghost Ezra. I'm going to spell it out one time only for those who are lost and not registering the hundreds of clues I've been dropping you. Here we go, one time. Pay close attention. You're watching a movie. A lot of what you're seeing is completely BS and fake. It's so outrageous on purpose to get your attention at this point. It's so outrageous. It is. It's so outrageous. You're just going, the deep state probably couldn't think up half of this. It will continue until it has accomplished that goal fully. There's no Biden presidency. The real Biden was executed for his crimes long ago with Clinton. No, that woman in purple the other day wasn't Hillary Clinton. In fact, they showed Hillary with Bill, and she's about this tall. And then they showed the real Hillary with her regular hair, and she's a head taller. I'm just going, no, that woman in purple the other day wasn't Hillary Clinton. You're seeing actors, some have masked. I'm wondering who's behind the mask. Bad actors, huh? That's why Biden keeps referring to himself as the mask president. This means they're the good guys in this movie on the team of freedom. I told you, we're going to be surprised when all this is over. This whole election was fake along with the fake inauguration, fake executive orders, fake Oval Office. It's all BS. Wake up. The military is right now controlling our country until the new elections in a couple of months. Insurrection Act has been signed. EO from 2018 is in full effect, the one where if you interfere in the election. Things will soon be revealed publicly. Hopefully you can wake up before then so you don't have to have a heart attack in the process. They really tried stealing our election. That part is real. Trump knew this and allowed it to expose them and arrested those involved, and will be implementing a blockchain fraud-proof election system, which was already patented back in August of 2020. He skipped the Ninth Circuit corrupt courts because they too were compromised and went 100% FISA. This is a total military corporation. In other words, they were the false, all this FISA mess against Trump, they were involved in it. This is a total military operation. The goal was to arrest and remove these crooks first before ever winning an election. Furthermore, the Vatican owned the corrupt DC corporation, and that is no longer. It will soon be a republic for which it stands under the Constitution as originally intended. You will get a history lesson in the process along with a solid grasp of the Constitution. Many corrupt DC rats and Hollywood pedophiles have gone to jail and have been executed. All right, this is the best one right here. It's longer, but in this there was a lot more information, but I just got the crux of it. And the reason that I decided to copy this off and read this today is because I had already heard this information from Charlie Ward and Simon Park. So all right. The military has told media stations to anticipate a public declaration of martial law by June 24th. That's today, January 21st or 24th. All right, the one that's given this information, I am a National Guard soldier from the District of Columbia Army National Guard. Rumor going around for days is we weren't here in D.C. for Biden. We were here to seize power for the real president, President Trump. My commanding officer just confirmed it. The order will come in the dead of night on Tuesday or Wednesday. That would have been the 19th or 20th. When you wake up on Wednesday, the 20th, we will have seized all the organs of power in D.C. for President Trump, and Biden and his cabinet, along with tons of senators and reps, will be in cuffs. Everyone I have talked to is ready to go. We are ready to save America. All right, now, after a bomb threat, this decision to begin mass arrests was later deferred for 36 hours. Now, we heard this from Simon Parks. I've heard it twice. He's said it on two different shows. All right, let's see. This past week, the pedo Satanists, deep state psychopaths, have made threats to kill people in an attempt to stop and delay the RVGCR. This is NACERA, what they're trying to stop, because they want the Great Reset to go into effect. They have done so dozens of times in the past months and years. It reminds me of the Sum of All Fears, when they hid the nuke at the stadium or whatever, and they were going to blow up everything. This is what, and I know Q has even had that movie in some of the posts, but I couldn't find those. Dr. Charlie Ward claimed that he received a video of the complete Biden inauguration ceremony at 7 a.m. Spain time on Wednesday, the 20th of January. That's 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If so, they would prove that the Biden inauguration was pre-recorded through all U.S. TV stations. They portrayed it as live. It was likely a psyop set up by the cabal and allowed to air by the alliance in order to catch them in the act of treason. You see, Trump and the military were still in charge. On Wednesday, the 20th of January, right before Biden's illegal inauguration, the deep state made threats of widespread bloodshed. On Wednesday, the 20th of January, a National Guard flag officer spokesman in D.C. said in an ABC News Good Morning America interview that he was proud of the almost 25,000 National Guardsmen, who have come in from all 50 states and territories to help support the Secret Service and the police departments with a peaceful transition to military power. This was a reference to the present interim military government overseeing Washington, D.C. and the U.S. This is referring to the current interim U.S. military government getting the GCR RV out now and overseeing and removing the illegal, unconstitutional, foreign-owned and controlled D.C. swamp government and Biden administration in order to transition the country to the restored republic under NACERA and JSARA. Due to deep state bomb threat, the timing of the above was delayed 36 hours. It was now again on track going forward. Mass arrests started behind the scenes as of Thursday, January the 21st. All right. On Friday the 22nd, about 12:20 and 1:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Department of Defense orders went out to arrest the D.C. swamp and move things forward so that bond seller recipient accounts were made liquid over the weekend. On Friday the 22nd, the military would publish a list of those in Congress wanted for crimes and minuets. I don't know what that is. Later, Congress would be taken over by the military police. They were expected to arrest 67% of the members of Congress. That's about 300 people, I think. On Saturday the 23rd, the House of Representatives Dillman would submit impeachment articles on Biden. A military intel contact said that by Sunday the 24th of January, things should become clearer to the American people. The military could announce over the emergency broadcast system a suspension of Biden's illegal presidency to expose that we are already in a temporary interim form of government overseen by the U.S. military. The illegal presidency of pedo-Satanist Joe Biden should begin to be disclosed, along with the disclosure of the crimes of many other traitors and the criminals in D.C. On Sunday the 24th of January, we could expect a major release of the crimes of Congress. Prosecution of all these crimes, including sedition, would start with a special counsel. On Monday the 25th, there may be a communication blackout. On Wednesday the 27th, the remaining Biden members of the House were expected to nominate Trump for U.S. president in exchange for presidential pardons. In other words, those that were left. From Thursday the 28th to February 4th, a congressional committee would prosecute seditions on members of both parties. Sometime between Monday the 24th and February the 4th, the temporary interim form of government overseen by the U.S. government would be announced. President Trump would be appointed president. All remaining Biden administration members in Congress would be pardoned if they supported Trump as president. Prosecution would begin for all traitors in Congress, judicial system, and the Biden administration. Over the next 30 to 60 days, the military will be neutralizing, arresting, or removing deep state Dems and Rhino group governors and mayors who controlled states and cities across the country. Military intel contact asked for prayers and advises to stay ready for Tier 4B notification anytime from now on to Tuesday, the 26th of January. I'm not really sure what that is. The White Hats were highly confident and very happy that victory was assured on both the RVGCR release and arrest of the D.C. swamp government. As Trump, General Flynn, and other patriots have said, the best is yet to come. Hang in there, pray, and enjoy the show coming up the next several weeks. See, he had all these links. I read all of these articles. They were all long. See, all these tweets. I don't have a Twitter account, so... But anyway, you know, if you want more information, his name is The Wise Owl, and the underscore AZ.
Is that it?
Yeah.